This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Lim Su and Sumitra Selvaraj. Here are our stories today.
Bukit Aman says that you should always make sure that your vehicle is locked and not leave it unattended to avoid becoming a victim of vehicle theft.
And in our second story, we'll be celebrating World Emoji Day. So we'll be discussing the functionality of emojis and whether they've taken over our lives.
They have.
And on that note, we're also asking you on Twitter, which emoji do you use most often? So your options are the cry with laughter emoji, crying waterfalls emoji, the hot eyes emoji, or the hands together emoji.
Do you wish you could speak emoji right now?
I do.
That's well explained.
I know.
You can take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us any thoughts you have on emojis or car theft at 018-789-8899. Or you can also call us at 7733-2900.
So before we get to our first story, here is You Know What I Mean by Cults.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was You Know What I Mean by Cults, and now our first story.
So yesterday, the federal CID director, Dato' Huzair Mohamed, announced that a total of 16,186 cases have been reported, cars or vehicles have been reported stolen as of July 11th. Now, this figure involves 11,872 motorcycles, 3,954 cars, as well as 818 heavy vehicles. Mm. Now, I think it'd be safe to assume that there are far more motorcycles stolen than any other vehicle, simply because of their compact size and transportability, right? But you've got to admit, more than 16,000 vehicles reported stolen does seem high.
But, I mean, let's get some context for that, though, because in the last 5 years, vehicle thefts have actually been reduced from 70,847 cases back in 2013 to 35,953 in 2018. So that's half. And this information was disclosed in a news report from earlier this year. Quotes Dato' Khairuldin Saad, who is Bukit Aman's CID D4 Principal Assistant Director. What exactly contributed to the decline?
Right, so the federal CID chief says that while car thieves are getting more tech-savvy by employing all sorts of gadgets and gizmos to quickly unlock cars, the police are also themselves constantly attending courses to learn the latest tactics of car thieves. So the federal CID director also did say that public awareness on vehicle security is key to combating theft cases.
I really have a problem with this phrase, public awareness. Mm. I think it's a little bit too overused. So I agree that, you know, callousness really isn't the order of the day when it comes to cars. You shouldn't be leaving your cars unlocked. Mm. But I also feel that the police have a stronger role to play here in investigating and following up with reports of car theft. But you know what? We're going to get back to that in a bit. First, let's hear from Daniel Fernandez, who's the founder of the DSF.my portal, as well as one of the presenters of BFM's Cruise Control, and find out if he has any handy insights on preventing car theft. So, Daniel, what can we do to minimize our cars being stolen?
Okay, the best advice I can give you to start with is to use ride sharing.
Really? That doesn't help much at all for those of us who are dependent on our cars.
But, you know, the thing is, car theft is a problem. It's very, very difficult to curb it. Okay, I'll give you an example. I drive a very rare car, and my car is very high on the theft list for parts, whether in Malaysia or overseas. So I am always on edge when I park it somewhere. For example, I will not park it in a shopping mall.
Where would you park it then?
Exactly. If I'm going to the shopping mall, I will not take my car. If I'm going to my friend's house, I will take my car. If I'm going to office, I will take my car because I know the secure parking situation. But in a shopping mall, a hotel car park, I will park it because I know it's quite secure. But again, if I'm going to an open car park, or I'm just, you know, going to the grocery shop, or maybe I'm just going to the store near my place to pick up a loaf of bread, I will not take my car. Now, this is not a good situation to have for the common person who's got a normal car.
No, not all of us have lovely, rare cars to drive around.
So if you have a normal car and you're still worried about it getting stolen, it will get stolen at some point if you're unlucky. Now, how do you stop it? Every car now today, a modern car, comes with a car alarm system. That's an absolute waste of time. Even the high-end cars, even the $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 cars, have very complicated alarm systems with three codes and four codes on it. The key to some of these cars costs in the region of 2,500 ringgit to almost 6,000 ringgit. So how do car thieves replicate your keys, right?
That's a really good question.
Okay. The more complicated the cars get, the more complicated the electronic system gets, it's easier for car thieves to steal your car. Why? Because it's all technology. If they can hack into your computer, if they can hack into the database, it's so easy for them to hack into your car. So if you're driving, say, now a $500,000 car with a very complicated alarm system, of course, the alarm boys will tell you, oh, no, my system is the best. But I have seen cars, $500,000 cars with fantastic security systems. They park the car. As they're walking away, you know, you beep your car, right?
Correct.
There's a guy right next to you in a parked car. He is taking in your code.
Kind of like how they replicate credit cards.
Exactly. So as long as they're in the proximity, they can replicate your code. Once they replicate your code, they've got a master key. They can enter your car. And they enter your car not with a key. They enter your car with a handphone.
That easy.
The code is sitting in the handphone. Now, once they get in the car, they can get the car started.
With the sort of code that they have.
Exactly. Now, the next thing is, these people are not going to drive around. I mean, unless they're joyriders. If they're professional car thieves, the next thing is, there's going to be a container parked very nearby, a steel container. You know, those things that carry goods across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be driven into the container. It'll be closed. So now you can't get a GPS tracker working in the car. Because some of these cars have GPS trackers. Like my car has a GPS tracker. But if it's put into a container and the doors are shut, that's signal gone.
So that was a familiar voice of Daniel Fernandez of the portal DSF.my, one of the presenters of BFM's Cruise Control, who was quite happily the bearer of dark but true tidings.
Yes, I might actually take up his advice to just take a ride-hailing car everywhere.
Stay at home from the sounds of it. So it is getting easier to steal cars, but that doesn't mean that we're completely at the mercy of car thieves, or are we? I, of course, pressed Daniel for at least one good deterrent for car thieves, and I must admit, his last suggestion was the most effective move in the book. It all sounds like lots of doom and gloom. Is there nothing we can do at all?
I want to be very honest with you, and I'm going to say this. Because of my personal situation, and I understand how things are, there is no 100% solution.
Fair enough.
You know, you can do a lot of things to deter thieves. Like, for example, like with my car, I have a steering lock and I have a gear lock. That's just going to slow down the process. So a car thief wants to get in and out fast, right? So you have all these devices to slow them down. If you really want to stop them from stealing your car, have a wrench in your car so every time you leave the car, you take a steering wheel with you.
I don't know if Daniel was being serious, but there's no way I'm going to be removing my steering wheel every time I park my
really?
Car.
Really? It could mean buying a bigger bag.
Can you imagine Suan coming into the office every
just
morning,
like,
lugging her steering
wheel? Use it as a hat.
A backpack. I'll have a special backpack for my steering wheel. I mean, to be honest, whether my car is going to be stolen or not, I mean, I was talking about this earlier. It's not something that I've actually thought much about before. I drive my car everywhere. I just park it at the roadside, the parking bays, and I just get to wherever I'm going. So talking about this really makes me think twice about how susceptible is my car to being stolen.
Well, firstly, let's not tell anyone which your car is.
Definitely.
But, you know, this does make me think that, and this is in connection to what you said earlier as well, Sumitra, rather than focusing on the thieves, which, as Daniel says, really, there is no 100% deterrent, is there?
No.
Shouldn't the spotlight be on more effective policing? Mm. I mean, we've all heard and even possibly personally experienced situations where the reporting and consequent follow-up of processing that complaint from the authorities has been, to put it mildly, questionable.
I personally have not been in a situation where I've had a car stolen. Mm. I've seen Facebook friends and friends of Facebook friends put alerts up on a fairly kind of regular basis, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, at least one or two a month about a car going missing. So I know it's not uncommon. And I completely agree with you that the onus here lies on the police. It is about when a report is made, how far is that report being followed up? And is the lead being chased down until the car is being found?
I'm generally quite uncomfortable in any situation, not just with car theft, but, you know, when it comes to bag snatchings or women being, you know, attacked or molested. And when the answer from the authorities, the very people who are supposed to ensure that the situation doesn't occur, when the answer from them is, well, then don't do this, don't go there, be careful what you do. Yes, all of that is well and good. But if the system in place that's supposed to protect you in the first place isn't effective, then that's not the answer. You shouldn't be shifting the responsibility of this to the people who could potentially be the victims.
Absolutely agreed. And on that note, it's actually fair to say that if you ever should be in a situation where you find yourself that your car has been stolen, the first point of contact is the police. You must do that. And in a lot of cases, I think if you do not file a police report within 24 hours, you may be negating the effects of your insurance, which is not something that you want to do at all. Oh, and by the way, it's actually also a very good idea for people to check whether your insurance does cover your car being stolen or not. That, again, is not something a lot of people are aware of.
That was something I learned today, that that not all insurances actually cover whether your car is stolen. And I think because sometimes to many of us, the idea of the entire car, the vehicle being stolen is not something that you put much thought into, because you're like, oh, it's such a huge thing.
Yeah.
How are they going to move it? How are they going to transport it?
Well, until you hear Daniel speak and then you realize, well, apparently it's
happening right under our
much
noses.
Much easier than you realize. I mean, because we are a lot more, I suppose we're a lot more concerned with cars being broken into. You know, we keep getting advice about not leaving bags in the cars, not leaving money or change visibly in the car, which all makes sense. But yeah, you're right, Suan. I think we're less likely to think that, oh, you know, it's so easy for your car to be stolen. And that's not to be alarmist about it, because the cases have been decreasing. Right. But there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah. And so as a lead on to what you've just said, Tremla, it's actually a really good idea not to leave any of your personal effects in a car. You know, whether it's a car being broken into or whether a car is being stolen, you really don't want things like your house keys
and your address
or your address. I know of people who sometimes leave their registration card in the cars. That's a big no-no as well. You know, definitely not what you want to do. And so coming back to what you said earlier, Suan, actually really am interested to know how many Malaysians are actually concerned about their cars being stolen. Do they actually even check what list of car models are most likely to be stolen?
I'm very terrified to know what's on that list.
There's actually
just in case there's a very familiar looking model there.
Well, now you know what you could possibly do to prevent those things from happening. Carry the steering wheel with you.
There's a couple, actually, and again, not to be alarmist, but there are a couple of lists. You can look at a Malaysian list of cars that are most likely to be stolen, but there's also, I found a very, very interesting global list of cars that are most likely to be stolen, as well as least likely to be stolen. And top of the list of least likely to be stolen was a Tesla. Interesting, right?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking from a practical point of view. I suppose an electric car,
right?
A lot less resale value, a lot more difficult to convince someone to buy a stolen Tesla, I suppose.
And a lot less Teslas on the road as well, right?
Not many people can afford a Tesla.
Hey, do you know what a stolen Tesla is called?
No.
An Edison.
Well, on that note, we will be back after a short break. But first, here is Be Careful Where You Parked Your Car by Cat's Eyes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.